committee decides by a majority vote those being forwarded on for recognition. At its August 8th meeting, the committee voted to recognize the residential property of 400 Fields Court Southeast, owned by Gerald and Sherelle Zittleman, for landscape maintenance or enhancements. I've got a picture up on the computer here. The Zittlemans have a meticulously maintained perennial landscaping that showcases a variety of colors and textures that are appealing to the eye. The hard work that Gerald puts in to maintaining the property is evident through the care given to the plants, and it doesn't go unnoticed. He shared with me that many people stop by and admire his work. He's passionate about his display, and on behalf of the Community Beautification Committee in the City of Mandan, I'd like to express our appreciation for all the hard work he's done with this beautiful landscape display. I have a certificate to present to Mr. Zittleman and will also feature his property on the city's social media as well as in an upcoming newsletter and on the website. Nominations are accepted year-round and more information is available at cityofmandan.com/recognition program.
Congratulations, Mr. Zittleman.
Thank you, Mayor and Commissioner. Another point I think that's really worth recognizing is Mr. Zittleman he's my age. That's not young, 8 years old. And you look at all the work, I talked to him. He did a lot of that work himself, hauling in tons of dirt, building the patio, and, you know, very hard worker at that age and did a tremendous job.
Did we correct the, could we see the pictures?
Yeah, the garden party has these cubicles. And
I have 5 raised bed gardens, 6 by 12, with 5 tons of dirt in each one. And they have panels that hook on and latch in so that the deer can't get into them. I have a walk-in door on 3 of them.
I would challenge many younger people to do that kind of work because there's a lot of physical labor put into this project.
Yeah, there was 5 semi-loads of dirt, rock brought in. And I planted 82 trees and shrubs, put in the sprinkler system, built 2 additions to my deck, built a 12 by 12 by 9 shed. That's
it's
the
impressive.
Raised bed gardens.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fenced in.
I built those last year at 80. And then I built that second addition and third addition to the deck.
I just know this is a corner lot, so it's visible from a few sides.
That's the front.
Yeah. That's all the pictures.
Very nice. Anybody else? Okay. Commissioners, have you had a chance to review the agenda?
Yes, sir.
Could I get a motion to approve?
I move to approve the agenda.
We have a motion by Commissioner Brown, a second by Commissioner Rohr. Any discussion? Hearing none. Roll call, please.
Commissioners Henshaw.
Yes.
Brown.
Yes.
Rohr.
Yes.
Schoberg.
Yes.
Mayor Freilich.
Yes. Approval of the minutes, August 20th. Everybody's had a chance to review the August 20th minutes. Can I get a motion?
I'll move to approve the minutes of the August 20th City Commission meeting.
Second.
We have a motion by Commissioner Schoberg, a second by Commissioner Heinchan. Any discussion? Roll call, please.
Commissioners Brown.
Yes.
Rohr.
Yes.
Schoberg.
Yes.
Heinchan.
Yes.
Freilich. Mayor Freilich.
Yes. The August 22nd Commissioner training session. We need approval of those minutes.
I'll make the motion to approve the minutes of the August 22nd, 2024 Commissioners Computer Training Session.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Schoberg, second by Commissioner Heinchan. Any discussion? Hearing none. Roll call.
Commissioners Rohr.
Yes.
Schoberg.
Yes.
Heinchan.
Yes.
Braun.
Yes.
Mayor Freilich.
Yes. There are no public hearings or bids tonight. Has everybody had a chance to look at the consent agenda? Number one, consider approval of the following special event permits. Men in Progress Organization Annual Dinner and North Dakota Rough Rider Cup. Item two, consider flex pace letter of support for financing of new building for Kids in Motion. Number three, consider scheduling a public hearing to vacate Fifth Avenue Southeast adjacent to lot 7, 8, 10, 11, and 12 in Helbling Second Edition. Item number four, consider Class A liquor license transfer. Vicky's Sports Bar to new owner Pauline Rader, effective October 1st, 2024. And item number five, consider authorizing city staff to begin negotiations with Moore Engineering for cemetery and geotechnical evaluation projects. Okay.
Move to approve items one through four.
Commissioner Rohr moves to approve items one through four, and it's seconded by Commissioner Brown. Any further discussion? Hearing none, roll call.
Commissioners Schoberg.
Yes.
Einshawn.
Yes.
Brown.
Yes.
Rohr.
Yes.
Mayor Freilich.
Yes. Item number five, Jarrett.
Mayor, Commissioners, is there anything in particular you'd like me to talk about?
Just a basic background here.
What it is?
Okay. So let me pull up a map here really quick. The city had that the winter 2022 to 2023, we had all that major precipitation. And we had all sorts of runoff in the spring that contributed to some land movement on the east side of the cemetery. We had when the land started moving, we had a kind of a 10,000 foot view geotechnical evaluation done to identify potential improvements. If you can, I'm ready to pull it up on the screen here. So the land movement you can see from the aerial imagery, it's right here. It's continuing to slide further and further west. And we are looking to get that land supported. Throughout the last year or so, we've been kind of tossing around FEMA funding that UMary had received for a similar issue that they had. And along with the geotechnical needs and the funding or needs for funding expertise, we felt that it was needed to advertise for assistance, pursuing funding, identifying funding, pursuing funding, and properly scoping the project and hopefully implementing a solution that will prevent us from losing more of our cemetery.
Mayor, we had ample rain this summer, I think. Has there been any advancement in the way that earth has moved this summer?
Mayor, Commissioner Rohr, we have been measuring it, and I glad you know how much.
We've been measuring not a ton, but we can visually see movement.
Yes, we've been measuring at a specific point. And we haven't seen a whole lot of movement there, but anecdotally, we've seen a lot of movement in other locations along the ridge.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Chair.
Yes.
I move to approve item five on the consent agenda.
Second.
We have a motion to approve item five by Commissioner Braun and a second by Commissioner Schoberg. Roll call, please.
Commissioners Heinchel.
Yes.
Braun.
Yes.
Rohr.
Yes.
Schoberg.
Yes.
Mayor Freilich.
Yes. Under new business, consider the 2025 health insurance plan design change recommendations. Amy?
Good evening, Mayor and Commissioners. Before diving into the plan design change recommendations, I just wanted to review a background of what led us to these recommendations. So the City of Mandan is part of a North Dakota Public Health Insurance Trust, also known as NDFIT. This is a self-insured trust made up of over 92 groups of various school districts and municipalities across the state of North Dakota. Over the years, a pattern of high cost increases resulting in higher than projected budgeted numbers have impacted the city and its employees. For example, in 2024, renewals went up by 16.77%, and in 2023, we saw a 12.86% increase. That being said, in September of 2023, the commission approved the recommendation of absorbing this increase, while also recognizing that these increases are not sustainable for the city long term. So at that time, directive was given from the commission to create a health insurance committee. This was done to proactively prepare for the 2025 renewal and to mitigate those high cost renewals that we were seeing each year. So the health insurance committee was established in October of 2023 and made up of 10 members in various departments across the city. Since this time, the committee has met 8 different times. During these meetings, presentations from ND Fitz consultants Brown and Brown were given, different strategies to restructure the plan design were also presented and reviewed by the group. Things such as adjusting the out-of-pocket max amounts, adjusting the premiums and the copays, looking at high deductible plans, and discussions on employee contribution as well were had. For 6 of these 8 meetings, the committee had been reviewing these changes based on the 2024 renewal rates, knowing that these were only estimates as we were waiting for the 2025 renewals to come out. That brings us to our current status. We did receive our renewal rates for 2025, and those came back at a much lower rate than we anticipated. So if we make no changes to the plan, the renewal rates for 2025 would be 5.87%. So diving a little bit deeper into this as to why these rates were lower than anticipated, and working with ND Fit and Brown and Brown, it was determined that the group or the trust as a whole has done a lot better. Many of these groups within the trust made the recommended changes from Brown and Brown last year and saw their claims and utilization decrease, which helped the trust as a whole. When looking specifically at the city of Mandan, our claim costs from each look back period stayed almost identical or what they had said flat. So no changes or decreases were made when looking specifically at the city of Mandan claim costs. So with that, with getting the 2025 renewals, the committee had met 2 times after that since those had come out, and determined that even with lower renewal rates than anticipated for this 2025 plan year, the committee still believes the plan design change needs to occur to be proactive in initiating changes to work towards sustainable renewal increases for not only this year, but for years to come. The recommended plan we have, and I can try to pull it up here. In this third column here, this would, for this year, be a renewal percentage of 2.64%. And different changes that we would see here is we would lower the deductible, we would lower the copays, and we would increase the out-of-pocket maximum. So not to be confused with the high deductible plan, but the out-of-pocket maximum would be increased. Also, with increasing the out-of-pocket maximum, we are able to offer gap coverage, which is voluntary for employees to elect year to year. And this would help offset anyone who would be worried about increases to those out-of-pocket maxes. The fiscal impact for the 2025 preliminary budget accounted for a 10% increase. And with the recommended plan design changes, the 2025 premium increase would be 2.64%. So the preliminary budget would be adjusted by 7.36%, or $222,000 in savings for this year. The staff impact, we know that with change comes the importance of communication and education, so that would be something I'm fully prepared to roll out if these recommended changes are approved, to make sure that there's large education events, but also availability for employees to meet with myself one-to-one to help with that. All members will benefit from lower co-pays and lower deductibles, but we do know that some members will be affected by the increase in the out-of-pocket maximums. That being said, I would recommend to approve the recommended plan design changes as presented. I'm available for any questions, and I also have John from Brown & Brown, our consultant, on the line as well. He can answer any questions regarding renewals or the trust that are more specific to that.
Commissioners?
Mayor, is this a, look at the, we was looking at every 2 years. Is it now this annual? We look at the rate increases, is it annual rather than every 2 years?
Yes, the every 2 years, I believe, was when we were with ND PERS. They were a 2 year commitment. This would be every year.
Amy, when you take a 10 year look back, what has our insurance done?
Yes, so that was something else, an initiative with the committee that we did that. And on average, the last 10 years, it's been about a 13% increase.
Per year?
Per year.
So in 10 years, we've doubled our cost?
Yes, correct.
Amy, if I may, last night at 6:18, I did receive an email from a city employee who brought up several issues that resulted or revolved primarily around employee recruitment and retention. And that was tied into the out-of-pocket maximums. Your working committee is made up of city employees, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. You have a relatively good turnout for those meetings?
Yes, I would say we do. Without knowing exactly, I would say most of the time the committee members or present or tried to be.
So any type of an administrative snafu that might show up could have been addressed by any one of those meetings, previous
yes.
meetings?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Amy, would it be fair to say that the change here we're looking at, what applies to the group as a whole, was beneficial for the whole, because there could be aberrations or certain individuals who maybe have to get into those higher deductibles and things like that. And I read the same email too, and I was concerned, but it is difficult, you know, to accommodate everyone to the extent they would like to see. By my mathematics correct, I think right now we're 33-35% of the benefit package goes to medical insurance, which is high. When I look back many years ago, it was negligible, but as the mayor pointed out too, it gets keeping higher and higher, and where we try to maintain cost of living and the medical insurances and everything else, that it becomes difficult. And I think the city is pretty good at keeping in mind the needs of the employees and trying to maintain an even plane in terms of how these things apply to each and every one.
Yes, Commissioner, definitely agree there that we had to look at what's best for whole. So looking at those numbers, statistically 3% of members would meet the new out-of-pocket max. So that will still affect members, and we want to have those gap plan options and education available to them. But when looking at as a whole, the richest plan without increasing any employee contributions. That's what the committee had ultimately agreed on.
Amy, do you have a cost for the gap insurance, or is it all dependent on what they want for it, or?
Yep, there are several options for the traditional or a higher level, depending on the benefit they're looking for. So it ranges. They offer employee, spouse, or family plan, and that doesn't have to match your medical either. So if you had a family plan, but know that only one, you know, only yourself has more utilization, you can just elect the lower plan per employee only. So there's a variety of options for the gap plan.
So do you have the cost of those plans, like a family?
Yes, I do. That should be. So it's not the high deductible. We would be looking at the base and the buy-up. So the plans would be down here, depending on what they would elect. The buy-up would be more expensive. These are monthly. With the employee only, employee plus spouse, employee plus children, or family plan.
Okay, the employee only at, trying to read your chart here. Because you want to cover the up to 11,000, right? Or that would be under the family. So how much would that be?
So it would be dependent, it's not exact. It would cover, like just for example, the base rate would cover 1,500 per family member up to three times. So that would cover 4,500 at the base rate. So that would be similar to the buy-up would cover more because your premium would be more. Covering, I believe it's over $11,000 because it depends on inpatient, outpatient, or an ambulance benefit there.
So we run the employee how much per month?
It would be depending on what they elected. So if they elected employee only at the base, it'd be $3,160 a month for just the employee. And if they had the premium or the buy-up option, for just the employee, it'd be $7,188 per month. And this is voluntary too, and it can be year to year. There's no waiting period or, proof of medical certificate or anything of that nature. It truly can be, if you are planning for something, you can utilize it from year to year.
Any other questions?
Mary Amy, just gap insurance is something I'm not very well acquainted with. It's a term that I haven't been recent times acquainted with. But basically, gap insurance would be a special extra insurance that the employee would have to purchase to cover the amount not paid by the regular insurance plan. Would that be correct?
Yes, that's correct. It's separate, and it would be an option for those who are looking for an additional benefit to help with those out-of-pocket expenses that they believe they would.
In different municipalities, stuff like that, is it generally usual to have that employee pay for their own gap, or do cities also pick up gap insurance sometimes?
That's a good question. As far as I know, I don't know of any cities fully covering gap, but potentially could.
Okay, Amy, thank you.
Any other questions? I guess my concern is the figure you threw out on the 10-year. So if it's averaging 13% a year, and we're trying to slow this down, and we passed at the last commission meeting a 5-year budget outlook, and we really need to even this out. We can't go from 17% down to 5. It doesn't work. We need constant rate of increase, low constant rate of increase. So we have to do something to slow that growth or increase that expense. Commissioners?
I would agree with you, Mr. Mayor, on the long-term outlook, more than just looking at this, even though it's a year-by-year contract, but we have to have a greater, longer-term plan for it. And I just want to thank the committee. I know having those meetings and speaking about a very personal issue isn't easy for people, so I want to commend and thank the committee for taking their time to voice their concerns and their thoughts on that.
Any other questions? What would you like to do?
Well, here's the deal. Bottom line is, this evolved from a committee of city employees, correct? And they weighed and balanced, double-checked, crossed their T's and dotted their I's. In order to respect the work committee is done, I hereby move to approve that the recommended plan changes be made to the health insurance plan for the 2025 plan year.
We have a motion for approval. Do I hear a second?
Second.
We have a motion by Commissioner Schoberg to approve, a second by Commissioner Heinchan. Any further discussion? Hearing none, roll call please.
Commissioners Braun.
Yes.
Rohr.
Yes.
Schoberg.
Yes.
Heinchan.
Yes.
Mayor Freilich.
Yes. Item number two under new business. Consider Amanda and Growth Fund recommendation for storefront improvement application for 1121 East Main Street. Madison?
Committee met on May 30th, 2024. Agenda items included consideration of an application for storefront improvement of 1121 East Main Street by Midwest Rentals, Inc. And so on the screen here, you can kind of see where we are on Main Street with those three big buildings over on the east side. The buildings at 1121 East Main Street were constructed in 1960 with additions in 1987. Formerly Mandan Equipment Farm Dealership until around 2008, the buildings on the lot have been largely vacant and underutilized for storage with little activity. Most recently used for winter pontoon storage for Morrisburg Marine. The land is currently owned by BNSF Railway. The buildings are owned by Midwest Rentals, Inc. and on a land lease with BNSF. And I would just like to point out too, some of these renderings are going to be will be a little different since they have gone to an architectural review committee. So this is not the final deal. But the plans for remodeling the buildings include installing new metal sidings on the west building, shop and main storefront, and the east building, leaving the canopy carport structure as is. Proposed colors for the new sidings are charcoal gray with black trim. Additionally, the main storefront will be built with a showroom, offices, service counter, and restrooms. The rear building will have lift stations, fabrication bays, parts storage, equipment, and break room. The east building will have a paint booth, paint bays, an office, restroom, and storage. And other work includes installing new roof panels, trim, and gutters. Improving the building and site will allow for the reuse of the property for the relocation and expansion of Dakota Customs, which specializes in restoration and customization of hot rods, muscle cars, and motorcycles. It will support small business growth and contribute to the vibrancy of the Mandan's Main Street. The exterior buildings and general site plans received approval from the Mandan Architectural Review Committee on August 13, 2024. And the estimated cost of these improvements is a little over $271,000. The traditional match is $30,000 for a building, but there's a provision in the storefront improvement program guideline that allows for up to $60,000 for a larger or multi-story building. The applicant is applying for a $90,000 match with $60,000 for the west building and $30,000 for the east building. And the funds will not be dispersed until the project is complete and expenses verified by staff.
The Mandan Growth Fund uncommitted balance for economic development projects as of July 31st, 2024 was $306,394, with a committed balance of $316,394. If this application for $90,000 in matching funds to be structured as a forgivable loan is approved, the balance will be reduced to $226,394. The recommendation, the Mandan Growth Fund voted 8-0 with one person absent to recommend approval of the storefront improvement application for 1121 East Main Street by Midwest Rentals Inc. for up to $90,000 in matching funds to be structured as a forgivable loan. We do have Bob Cooper and Ellen Huber here today to answer any questions about the storefront. We will also have two other applications for Renaissance Zone coming up as well. So.
Commissioners.
Madison, if I may. Main Street Mandan is also State Highway 10, correct?
Correct.
And that's been deemed by the state, I'm assuming, to be a gateway highway? Is that what they call that?
Yep.
So any improvements to the appearance to our Main Street, aka Highway 10? Mm-hmm. Would be compliant with that gateway entitlement, if you will. Is that correct?
Yep.
I know that's not the right word, but
If Andrew was here, he would correct all. But or Jim can correct us as well. So.
Mayor Freilich and Commissioner Schoberg, the city has adopted a gateway ordinance so that buildings within that gateway need to meet certain specifications and things like that. I don't think these things have a dog in that fight.
Oh, okay.
So along those properties that are highly visible traveling through like I-94 or Highway 10 and things like that, they would fall within that district, which is ours.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
Any further questions?
Mayor Freilich from Madison, I should say. From history, I looked at the 30 for the building, 30,000, and then talking about larger multi-story buildings being more. We have any history of the last time that there was a building that fell into this multi-story or larger building, that larger dollar amount? Do we have any history on that?
Mayor, Commissioner Hinshon, looking back for me, it could go longer, but we did use this for the new Hyundai on Main Street. They had larger buildings as well. So we're kind of using this one as two separate buildings, a smaller one and then a larger one. I think also with Bob Cooper investing in a building that is owned by BNSF property, it's a lot harder sell for most, but we're very appreciative he is improving those buildings in the gateway.
I would agree. Thank you.
Move to approve the storefront improvement application for 1121 East Main Street by Midwest Rentals Inc.
Second.
For up to $90,000 in matching funds to be structured as a forgivable loan.
I second that.
We have a motion by Commissioner Brown, a second by Commissioner Schoberg. Any further discussion? Hearing none, roll call please.
Commissioners Rohr.
Yes.
Schoberg.
Yes.
Hinshon.
Yes.
Brown.
Yes.
Mayor Freilich.
Yes. Item number three, consider a Renaissance Zone rehabilitation application for 1121 East Main Street.
Yes, Mayor and Commissioners. So we have the Renaissance Zone now. The Renaissance Zone Committee met August 26, 2024. Agenda items included consideration of the application of a major remodel of a property that has been largely vacant and used for storage. Improvement plans including residing of all buildings except the carport. The main storefront will be built with showroom, offices, service counter, restrooms. Rear building will have lift station, fabrication bays, part storage, part bays, and office, restroom, and storage. And other work includes new roof panels, trim, gutters, and so forth. And then I will also show you kind of the inside area to what they're planning.
Improving the buildings and site will increase the value of the property, improve its attractiveness, and allow for use of the property to serve as a location for Dakota Customs, a growing small business, while also contributing to the vibrancy of Mandan's Main Street. The contractor's estimate for the building's project is a little over $2 million, putting the investment in improvements well above minimum Renaissance Zone program requirements, at least 50% of the building's value. The building's value right now is about $295,000. The city assessor's estimated value of the building, as improved, is estimated to be $957,000. The applicant received approval from the Mandan Growth Fund Committee for the Storefront Improvement Program and Mandan Architectural Review Committee. The applicant plans to begin construction in September 2024 with a tentative date of completion of July 2025. So the fiscal impact of the annual property tax on the improved building is estimated at about $15,878 for a five-year total of $79,388. And the actual property tax exemption will be subject to the prevailing market values of property tax rates in the five subject years. The recommendation from the Renaissance Zone Committee voted unanimously to recommend approval of the Renaissance Zone application for 1121 East Main Street by Midwest Rentals, Inc. as a Renaissance Zone project to include a five-year 100% property tax exemption on the value of the buildings as improved and the 100% five-year state income tax exemption. And again, Bob Cooper and Ellen Huber are both here to answer any questions you may have, and I am here.
Commissioners,
if I may, Mayor, fellow commissioners, use Main Street quite frequently from where I live, and I personally would welcome the forecasted level of activity through the enhancement of not only those, the appearance of those buildings, but the future traffic that this proposed business is going to bring in to our community. And this traffic is not just from Bismarck. This traffic is nationwide. Mr. Cooper has been involved for a long, long time in the specialty vehicle, collector car hobby, if I may.
Expensive hobby.
And his resources reach, if not nationally, but internationally. That coupled with the other growth that we've seen, Mandan Airport and so on and so forth, I think would serve to invite national and international customers to our downtown. So, unless anyone else has anything to add here, I may make the motion. That's okay.
You may.
I move to approve the application for the rehabilitation of 1121 East Main Street as a Renaissance Zone project to include the five-year 100% property tax exemption on the value of the buildings as improved and the 100% five-year state income tax exemption.
Second. We have a motion by Commissioner Schoberg, a second by Commissioner Brown. Any discussion? Hearing none, roll call, please.
Commissioner Schoberg.
Yes.
Heinchel.
Yes.
Brown.
Yes.
Rohr.
Yes.
Mayor Freilich.
Yes. Item number four, consider a Renaissance Zone lease application for 1121 East Main Street.
Yes, Mayor and Commissioners. I also just wanted to add too that Bob Cooper did let us know that Martha Sweetcorn will get to stay under his cardboard. No need to. Right. All right. Mayor and Commissioners, the Renaissance Zone Committee met August 26, 2024. Agenda items included a consideration of an application for lease for vehicle restoration and customization shop. Dakota Customs offers motorcycle and hot rod customization, repair, performance upgrades, lip kits, leveling kits, airbags, and all aftermarket parts and accessories. Expansion will result in additional employment opportunities and increase sales tax revenue. The carport will lend itself to holding special events.
In addition to the investment and building improvements described as part of the associated application for rehab of the property, Dakota Customs will be investing significantly in equipment plus fixtures and furnishings. Dakota Customs is currently on approximately 12,800 square feet with business booked out for more than 2 years. Having a larger facility will allow more room, more growth, and improve property and upgrades. The estimated state income tax exemption is estimated at $1,256 annually for a 5 year total of $6,280. And the Renaissance Zone Committee recommendation voted unanimously to recommend approval for the lease of 1121 East Main Street by Dakota Customs as a Renaissance Zone project to include a 100% 5 year state income tax exemption. Questions for me or Bob or Ellen?
Where are they currently located?
Mayor, they are currently located on the west side of the strip.
Right across from McDonald's. North of McDonald's.
And their plans, how many people are they going to employ?
Did they say 20 people?
Our 2 to 3 year plan is 25. We have 10, 11 right now. So.
We have 11 right now. So we'll add a good amount. Do you say 10?
Our goal is 25.
Okay.
We'll have a full body shop there too.
Yep.
Okay.
I do know that they are very squished in their space on Memorial Highway, so this will be a good fit.
Any other questions?
Bob, Dakota Customs, they've been out on Memorial Highway for 8 to 10 years?
Started in 2017 out there, yes.
Thank you.
Any other questions? What are your wishes?
I move to approve the lease of 1121 East Main Street by Dakota Customs as a Renaissance Zone project to include 100% 5 year state income tax exemption.
Second.
We have a motion by Commissioner Braun, a second by Commissioner Schoberg. Any further discussion? Hearing none, roll call please.
Commissioners, Heinchel.
Yes.
Braun.
Yes.
Rohr.
Yes.
Schoberg.
Yes.
Mayor Freilich.
Yes. Thank you, Madison. Thank you, Mr. Cooper.
Thank you.
Item K, resolution and ordinances.
Mayor Freilich and Commissioners, this is the second consideration of Ordinance 1453. We had the first consideration, I believe, on August 6th. Attorney Oster and ourselves have had communications with the North Dakota Tax Department and needed to make some minor technical changes to the ordinance that was presented earlier. We have made those changes, and that is before you now. We have heard no other comments. Again, this is to enact the initiated measure that was passed in July by the voters of Mandan, adding a half-cent sales tax to purchases. Of that half-cent, 3 cents of that would be used for police and fire buildings or vehicles, and also City Hall accessibility needs. And the other 2 cents would be for public transportation needs.
Any questions? Hearing none, what are your wishes?
Move to approve the second consideration of Ordinance 1453 as presented.
Second.
We have a motion to approve by Commissioner Braun, a second by Commissioner Heinchel. Any further discussion? None. Roll call.
Commissioners Braun.
Yes.
Rohr.
Yes.
Schoberg.
Yes.
Heinchel.
Yes.
Mayor Freilich.
Yes. On to other business. Chief Bitts.
Good evening, Mayor and Commissioners. Thank you. I just wanted to point out that Free Fall Landfill Week will be coming up September 16th through the 21st. And this is efforts for the community to clean up. We will not be doing curbside collection with Public Works, but instead we encourage residents to clean up their yards, clean up their houses, clean up their garages, and haul their debris out to the landfill. If they show a proof of residency, they'll be able to dump for free, with the exception of like car tires or hazardous materials. So there's information on our website available as well. But the entire week from September 16th through the 21st will be free landfill for city of Mandan residents.
Okay, thank you. No other business. The next commission meeting, September 17th, we will go back to 5:30. October 1st at 5:30, and October 15th at 5:30. Can I get a motion to adjourn? Is there any other business before the commission?
I'm not adjourned.
Okay. Adjourned.
Oh, how are you?
Nice to meet you.
Yeah, you got lots of emails from me.
Sorry. Trying not to overwhelm you, but yeah.
Good to meet you.
Thanks, going all right?
They are busy, still helping public works, but only for a couple of weeks. I'm trying to make, like you said, a meeting for tomorrow.
Yeah, that's just for the extension week, so we'll have the DFA there, or MMPA. Yeah, well, I think there's a lot of really cool things out there that people are doing that would translate well to them, so. Doing the documenters gig for extra cash, so you just take notes from meetings and send them in. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice to finally meet you.
Yeah, thank you for being so warm.
All right, sounds good. Yeah, nothing else.
Those are.